Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 8, verses 1 through 5. Brethren, we want you to know about the grace of God which has been shown in the churches of Macedonia, for in a severe test of affliction their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of liberality on their part. For they gave according to their means, as I can testify, and beyond their means, of their own free will, begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of the saints. And this not as we expected, but first they gave themselves to the Lord and to us by the will of God. Today's Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. At that time, Jesus called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal. And he said to them, "Take nothing for your journey, no staff, nor bag, nor bread, nor money. And do not have two tunics. And whatever house you enter, stay there, and from there depart. And wherever they do not receive you, when you leave that town, shake off the dust from your feet as a testimony against them." And they departed and went through the villages, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. On this day, the 3rd of November, we commemorate Akepsimas, the bishop, Joseph the presbyter, and Aethalas the deacon, martyrs of Persia. Saint Akepsimas, a bishop, Saint Joseph a presbyter, and Saint Aethalas a deacon, suffered exceedingly cruel torments and martyrdom during the reign of Sapor II, king of Persia. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and lives of the saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.